Mum, you'll absolutely adore him, I promise. He's the biggest thing since Vidal.
You mean he's in all the supermarkets? Oh,
wait a minute.
What's the matter?
A lock of hair out of place.
Oh.
Now that's better. Now you're ready to be seen in the place to be seen.
The Emerald Green Show by Lizelle Kayla. Starring Luella Gideon as Emerald Green. Episode 1, Celebrations.
There he is. Fabio!
What would Fabio know about afro hair?
Emerald, darling! With you in a minute.
Honestly, Emerald, Miss P has that lovely salon just down the road. I hear she even serves rum punch when England are playing the West Indies.
Mother, I'm here for a restyle. I don't need rum punch. Not unless it's good for my carotene. Fabio's fabulous. He's been doing me for months.
Well, hello.
Fabio.
Mwah. Sweetie, we have been through the wars. What have you been doing to this hair?
I thought it was all your own work, Fabio.
This is Eunice, my mother.
Oh, darling, I can hardly tell you apart.
Then let me help you out. I'm the old white one. She's the young one with the heavy tan.
Oh, she is a one.
I want you to squeeze her into my appointment.
No, absolutely not. Can't do.
Only for a consultation, of course. She needs a complete transformation.
I'm not having anyone doing any miracles on me, thank you. Just keep it simple.
She's like that.
Emerald, darling, could Fabio disappoint you just the once?
Fine by me. Let's go, Emerald.
You haven't double-booked me.
Oh, if only it was that simple. I'm in the middle of a monumental makeover. Glynis, over there, under the dryer.
Glynis?
I don't mean to be bitchy, but it's going to take me ages, darling.
This isn't good enough, Fabio.
Oh, you don't understand. Glynis wants me to invent a look. I'm having to come up with all sorts of creative visuals.
Emerald, I'm sure Miss P can do you in half the time.
I suppose you've heard. She's about to become a mega TV personality.
She went for an interview. That doesn't mean she got the job.
Update, darling, update. She's had a recall. Isn't it fantastic? Fabio's about to be famous.
Come on, Mum, we're going.
Emerald, darling, you're my salvation. I knew you'd understand. Mustache!
I'm not hanging around listening Glynis, to that ego darling, and fat legs flaunt herself around the place.
Who is she, this Glynis?
Fox by name, fox by nature. That's all you need to know, Mummy.
She's obviously upset you.
Of course I'm upset. I was stupid enough to tell her that I wanted to be on TV, so now she's beaten me to it.
Are you sure? She doesn't look very impressive.
Oh, come along, Mother.
Go if you must, darling. I don't mind waiting for Fabio.
Oh, Emerald, I was beginning to worry. You've been ages at the hairdresser's. Well, it was worth it. Fabio's done a wonderful job.
Really?
Oh, you're much better than your usual.
That's strange. My hair hasn't been touched. I walked out.
Oh?
I couldn't face it. I'll go on Saturday instead.
Saturday? Yeah, I suppose that does make more sense. I mean, Sunday being the next day.
Oh, David, I'm so tired. So fed up. I just want to die.
Good. Any thoughts about the weekend?
Pardon?
Well, you're not working, are you?
Did you have to mention work?
Oh, great. So Sunday, I mean, the weekend is completely free. And not that there's anything, you know, special happening on Sunday.
What's this?
Oh, it came in the afternoon post.
Oh, David, why does life have to be so unfair?
Why? What is it, my sweet?
It's that job I applied for. They rejected me.
What are you, Mystic Meg? You haven't even opened the envelope.
I know, I just know.
Oh, you are in a very strange mood. And this isn't like you at all. Here, do you want me to open it?
I don't care. No, don't!
Okay, will you do it?
Give it to me.
That's my girl. Be brave. Well?
I told you to burn it.
Oh, Emerald, it's not the end of the world. There'll be other jobs.
No, there won't. Just other rejections.
Hey, you didn't really want to be a game show hostess.
You don't understand. You just don't understand.
Something's brought this on. And what is it?
Glynis went for an interview yesterday.
Glynis, I might have known.
She did it to spite me. She knows how desperate I am.
It did what?
Last week, when I wasn't in, she chatted up a TV producer.
Oh, what a little bitch. You mean she didn't chat him up for your benefit?
And there she was in Fabio's telling everyone she's going to have her own TV chat show.
Well, come again? Glynis? Who the hell would want that airhead to front a show?
Esther.
Who's Esther?
Ransom.
What?
Apparently.
Well, this is too ridiculous. Can't you see? She's just winding you up.
You think so?
Yeah, well, I thought you had more intelligence.
Well, I didn't really believe her. It's just the thought of it that's upsetting.
Well, I was beginning to worry.
Oh, David, what do you take me for? Only a desperate fool would believe someone like Glynis. Hello? Hello, Mummy? What's that? Really? Now that's very interesting.
Thank you very much for coming, Georgina. We'll certainly let you know. So, Tristram, decision time.
Well, I'd be interested to know what you think, Victor.
Come on, boy. You're here to give a second opinion. Go for it.
Well, the auburn haired...
Sarah?
I thought she was rather...
Vile.
Exactly.
Next.
Well, I've got here Barbara Van Derwent.
Is this your yes list or your no list?
Either.
Come on. I want some snappy decisions.
Forget Barbara. I like the blonde.
The croupier?
No. Georgina.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, not the awful blonde with the big hair. Came in yesterday. What was her name?
Glynis Fox?
That's the one. Ooh, gave me goosebumps. Georgina. All things considered, I guess she was the pick of a very bad crop.
Shall I arrange a screen test?
Though she didn't quite sum up the vision. Attractive, intelligent. But I don't know, maybe a little ordinary, a little too safe. I get the feeling we maybe need to flirt a little with danger.
You're quite right.
Maybe we need to rethink our strategy. We're looking for the kind of formula that works in the States. Any black chat shows out here?
There's Oprah.
She's one of ours, Tristram.
Of course.
How about a Montel?
Montel? Has she got a surname?
Never mind. Now, let's see. This is a London-based company. London's diverse, young, hip. So's Cablevox.
That's right.
What we need is someone who'll instantly say Cablevox to our viewers. Someone kind of classy but streetwise. Kind of risky but with real appeal to you Brits. Know anyone like that?
Is this the interview room?
Who are you?
I don't believe it. 2 months ago, I was fatefully promised an interview. Then I hear on the grapevine you're interviewing, and you haven't had the courtesy to contact me. What's going on?
Do you know anything about this, Tristram?
Not according to my notes. I'm sorry, but unfortunately...
Unfortunately nothing. I've been messed around enough. I've made the effort to come here. I demand an interview.
That won't be possible. We're already in the process of discussing our decision.
Hold your horses, Tristram. What's your name?
Emerald.
Emerald, take a seat.
Thank you.
Victor King, Chief Exec Cablevox, and this is Tristram, my producer.
I'm sorry about my outburst, but I felt I had every right.
Of course, where I come from, there's no excuse for bad service. Tristram, how could you have gotten this so wrong? Now, calm yourself down, and in your own time, what would you like to tell us about yourself?
I was so incensed, in such a rush to get out the flat, that I left my CV behind.
No problem. Just go straight in. Tell us what we need to know.
As I said, my name's Emerald. Emerald MacLeod.
Scottish?
My parents. I was born in England. I'm an only child. I was brought up in Woburn Sands. I had quite a sheltered upbringing in a quiet, respectable neighbourhood. I went to an all-girls grammar school.
Sounds rather safe.
None of the kind of dangers Victor and I had in mind.
Why do you want danger? Does Esther look dangerous? She's a respectable middle-class woman. I'm a perfect Esther.
Esther?
Ransom?
Who's she?
Who's she?
She does your show.
We don't have an Esther Ranson currently doing our chat show.
But...
Let's start again. Emerald, for this new cable chat show.
Cable? Not BBC?
Those people who messed up your interview, maybe they also messed up the venue as well. Seems like you're in the wrong place.
No, this is definitely the right place, the right interview.
Okay, well, Emerald, we've started to think along the lines of a female Ainsley Harriet. Someone exciting, colourful, with a distinct cultural background.
And someone who models themselves on Esther Ranson doesn't quite meet with our requirements. Victor.
You didn't let me finish. My parents...
Who happen to be black Scots.
There's a clan in Aberdeen. When my father lost his basket weaving business, my parents decided to return to their roots.
Jamaica?
They thought about Jamaica, but in the end, Daddy settled for driving buses in Brixton.
Brixton, that's a really happening market there.
Well, that's where I lived. Next door to the market.
All that fabulous callaloo?
Yes, always someone playing music.
Yams, green bananas, plantains.
Oh, yes.
Delightful. Well, Emerald, what we're looking at is a show that's snazzy, full of energy, vitality.
Oh, that's me, Victor.
The presenter will be someone who speaks the lingo, lives the culture, understands real people, in touch with real issues. Are you with me, Emerald?
Of course.
We want to represent everyone. The punks, the youths, the gays, the OAPs, the yardies, the disenfranchised, all the people who feel, they all need to have their say. And the only person who they can tell it to is you. You know the gist, Emerald?
I know it well, Victor.
Someone with a confident persona who can project, not afraid to show off in front of the camera, articulate, fashionable.
Oh, yes, that's absolutely me.
Right then, we'll let you know.
As a matter of interest... How would you describe your culinary skills?
Cooking? Good.
Come on, something tells me you're a fabulous cook.
Well...
Don't be bashful. I know what you West Indians are like with the old Dutch pot.
Well, I can only go by what my friends say, and they say I'm very, very good.
Ackee and saltfish, curried goat?
Yeah, all that.
This Sunday, about 2.
Pardon?
The concluding part of this interview. I'm inviting myself over for lunch.
Lunch? Yes.
Excellent. Well, this has been a very interesting meeting.
You'll let me know?
Of course.
Here's my card.
Here's mine. A pleasure meeting you.
Oh, bye, Tristram.
Bye. You were joking about the lunch.
I haven't had ackee and saltfish since I did national service on the islands. It's not something I'd pass up.
For a minute there, I thought you were serious about her.
Black, articulate, attractive, well-presented. What more could we want?
Possibly fewer lies?
You are so spot on, Tristram.
Well, it did take rather an astute observation to see through her fabrications, but she was clearly lying.
Not only a liar... She's devious, cunning, a great actress, and a great cook. What's more, she's desperate, and she'll do it for nothing, less than nothing. She'll pay us.
To do what?
Front the show.
What?
Arrange an immediate screen test.
Mom! Oh, just a minute.
What are you doing inside that box?
It's a new consignment just arrived. I couldn't wait to get everything out. Just look at this wonderful Guatemalan poncho.
Oh, Mum, I was brilliant. You should have seen me.
Oh, good. Let's hope it does the trick. No harm in trying, is there?
Now, to show my appreciation, I thought I'd come and lend you a hand. Just tell me what you want me to do.
Oh, sometimes you're such a good girl. How about helping me move this lot downstairs?
Mother, not third world crates, not while I'm wearing Calvin Klein.
Well, what had you in mind?
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of pairing up some earrings.
Well, as you can see, the jewellery's already beautifully laid out.
Oh, well, it's a thought that counts. Maybe I'll do some shopping instead.
You're shopping here?
Yes.
Have you been breathing in nail varnish fumes?
Oh, Mum, what's this?
It's called batik.
Could I wear it?
Oh, you could, but I think it might look better covering a table. I never knew you had the remotest interest in anything ethnic.
people change.
In your case, constantly. I can't keep up.
I was thinking, maybe it is time I went to a black hairdresser's. Do you think Miss P could fit me in?
Oh, darling. Now, while we're in this frame of mind, I've got just the thing for you. As soon as it came in, I nearly wept. Oh, it's so you. It's a dashiki.
Fine. I'll have it.
All those years of traipsing around England, taking you to carnivals and multi-ethnic events, and it's finally paid off. Oh, wonderful.
Mum, if you rustle a few things together, I'll pick them up later.
Well, what's your budget?
I'm not buying this junk. I'm just loaning it till Monday.
Well, I've heard of cultural fads, but this takes a biscuit.
Mum, it's not for me. It's for Victor. He's coming round for Sunday lunch.
Emerald, you're as clear as a jar of Jamaican molasses.
Victor runs Cable Vox. He thinks I'm some kind of West Indian princess. Why should I disappoint him?
So, this is some fraudulent cultural makeover.
Exactly.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, Mum, you take this far too seriously.
Bonjour, monsieur. Welcome to Chez Victoire. François, at your service. May I help you with your bags?
Oh, that's very kind.
We have a nice little table for one just here behind this very attractive pillar.
Well, I'm after a reservation. A table for two this Sunday, 8 o'clock.
Ah, I see. That will be fine.
I've heard you can lay on a balladeer for special occasions.
That is absolutely right.
It's our second anniversary. I want it to be romantic, the highlight of our day.
Ah, congratulations to you and your wife.
Oh, she's not my wife yet.
Then may I recommend the oyster special? Guaranteed results every time.
Oh, très bien, Françoise. You're speaking my language.
Food, hair, outfit, decor. That's everything covered.
Are you sure?
Yep, that's it. Mustache.
I was thinking you've gone to all this trouble.
Yes?
Shame to overlook one small detail that could possibly spoil the whole thing.
I've got plenty more room in this bag. What is it?
David.
David?
Don't you think it might be safer to bundle him off somewhere?
Are you saying I ditched David for the day?
Not necessarily just the day, but...
Mum, it's me who's being interviewed.
You'd be surprised how these things create an overall impression, Emerald. And David's hardly a Martin Bashir.
What do you suggest?
Leave it with me.
Shh. Careful of the door. I'm just off to get the shopping.
Oh, Emerald, I thought you had more class.
Why do you notice everything? I wore them all last night and David didn't even blink.
The poor man was probably bug-eyed with disbelief. Green contacts. Whatever next?
It's my new image.
Reptilian.
See you later, Mother.
It's me, Eunice.
Eunice?
I believe you and I have a date.
Oh, Eunice, consider yourself stood up.
What is it this time?
I am feeling uncomfortably tight around the chest.
Overeating? It's probably trapped wind.
Well, I think it's more serious than that. Anyway, I thought I conserved my energy for this evening.
It's been over a year, David. You had a mild heart flutter. Surely you've got over the glamour of it by now.
I had angina.
My husband had open heart surgery. 3 months later, he was in the garden chopping logs.
And now he's dead.
Oh, so cruel, David. So typically you.
Look, I'm serious. I don't think it's wise for me to leave the flat.
I'll get some indigestion tablets.
That won't do it.
Well, I'll look in the medicine cabinet, see if I can find a cardiovascular unit.
Oh. I could just as easily lock myself away in the bedroom.
Oh, thanks for the offer, but I'm not sure how that would help.
Oh, look, we both know what this is all about. You want me out of the way because Emerald's planning our anniversary surprise, correct?
Oh.
And
And this is the front room.
Nice. An interesting collection of family photos. Any mahogany wood carvings?
Carvings?
Something I've noticed. Most Caribbean homes seem to have at least a couple.
Oh, those! Yes, I had a few, but I lost them in a house fire.
Have you had many fires?
Why do you ask?
That smell. Something burning?
Oh, that's just the salt fish. It's supposed to smell like that, isn't it?
Flame grilled salt fish. Interesting.
So, can I get you anything to drink?
Better make it something large. I believe that smoke coming from under your kitchen door.
Oh, no! Fantastic, isn't it?
Delicious.
More ake?
You're tempting me, but no. I think 5 helpings is more than enough.
I think I'll have just a teeny bit more.
We were very lucky to find that West Indian takeaway.
I've lived here nearly 2 years, and I've never even realised there was one on the corner. but then I'm so used to doing my own cooking.
So, Emerald, that's an unusual name. Is it for real?
Well, my father always called me his little jewel. Emerald sort of stuck as a nickname.
Emerald, that's also the colour of your eyes. Strange how I never noticed at the interview. They are amazing.
I'm often told that.
You're a very attractive woman, Emerald. You know, I'm a married man, a long way from home, and my wife doesn't understand
me. Victor, I don't mean to rush you, but we have been here 3 hours and...
Of course. You want to talk business?
Please.
I was thinking, Emerald MacLeod, nothing very catchy about that, but green... The colour of your eyes. Now that says something. Emerald green. How does that grab you?
In what way?
Can't you just see it up there in lights? Emerald green. Chat show queen.
Oh, Victor, yes!
Maybe we can finish this discussion some other time. You seem a little rushed.
Whatever gave you that idea? I'm all yours, Victor.
Well, that's the last of the boxes.
Wonderful. I knew you could do it. And how are you feeling?
Oh, don't be nice to me, Eunice. It doesn't become you.
I suppose you're right. Oh, come on. Let's be civilised. Drink your tea.
Well, thanks.
You and Emerald. It won't last, you know.
Oh, very civilised.
I know you're fond of her.
I worship her. I do my damnedest to look after her and protect her. She doesn't even have to work if she doesn't want to.
I'm sure that would suit you very nicely. Emerald's just starting out. She's young, excited about the world. She's not serious about anything. You can't expect to pin the poor child down to middle-aged drudgery.
She's not your child anymore. Why won't you accept it? Now, and what's more, she may love you, but she also loves me. Passionately.
You are full of yourself.
Well, I've said my piece, Eunice, so you can either accept it or stick it up your Peruvian nose flute.
There's one thing that worries me.
Yes?
You haven't mentioned a man in your life.
No.
As I said before, you're an attractive woman.
There is someone.
Really?
Over there.
That picture. Incredible.
I think so too.
Your boyfriend is Sidney Randall, the Olympic decathlon champion?
Sidney Randall? Actually, Kofi, that's my boyfriend. He looks like Sidney. That's why I keep a picture of Sidney to remind me of Kofi.
Obviously, you're not very close.
Close enough.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say to you. Emerald, I like the name. I like your enthusiasm, your energy, your get up and go. So what I'm going to suggest is...
Emerald!
David!
Not Kofi.
Emerald, you've surpassed yourself. That fantastic smell. I can't believe that you... Who's this?
David, this is Victor.
Is this man eating my food?
Victor, this is my next door neighbour.
What's going on? What rubbish are you talking about?
David, I'll explain.
I was just going.
Hold on. Who are you? What are you doing here?
Nothing's going on, David. Victor's just a friend. Victor!
Emerald!
Victor, I'm sorry. It's a long story.
You're wasting my time, Emerald. I thought you had more going for you than this.
Victor.
Well, it's been an excellent lunch. Some of it. Thanks.
That's it?
I think so. Don't you?
But you were saying that...
I've forgotten. It couldn't have been important.
So there's nothing more?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. I lied. David's my boyfriend. I was frightened of what you might think. I'm nothing but a fraud, Victor. I'm just some desperate no-hoper who doesn't know the first thing about Brixton or Caribbean food, or even how to pass an interview. You know, I've always dreamed of something like this happening to me. And here it was, and I just let the whole thing slip through my fingers. I'm so sorry.
That's some confession.
It's the truth.
And your eyes?
My eyes?
Are they really that colour?
Of course.
So, you want the job that bad?
More than you'll ever know.
Okay, we'll give it a whirl.
What?
You'll hear from my office. See you soon.
David.
Get out of my way.
Where are you going?
Well, somewhere I'll be treated with a bit of respect. A hotel will do. You know, your mother was right. The only person you're serious about is yourself.
You've got it all wrong. I was just networking.
Oh, now I've heard everything. I mean, how could you do this? Another man in our own home, today of all days.
He's not a man. He's my boss.
You can stop the lies, Emerald.
David, he's just offered me the most fantastic job. I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to be famous.
TV? What, the hostess job?
Nothing so common. I'm going to be Emerald Green, chat show queen extraordinaire.
You're joking.
Aren't you happy for me?
It rather takes the shine off our own celebrations.
Why, David? I'm happy, so you'll be happy. What could be better?
Happy anniversary, darling?
Happy anniversary, darling.